The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter. Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After this, Jesus said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Jesus wants us to be able to make this proclamation. Of course, not for his sake, but for ours. Jesus wants us to experience that he is risen, lives in our lives, that we remain, or to use John's words, that we abide in a living relationship with Jesus. Today's gospel lesson, which we just heard, is all about recognizing, seeing, experiencing the risen Christ. And recognition only comes with relationship, by connection, by being alive in life together. In our story, Jesus reveals himself, not just in corporal or bodily reality, but his true self, his real presence. The story says that he reveals himself, that is, shows himself in a particular way, which we read about. Interestingly, as we see who is all gathered around the disciples who are named, Peter, Thomas, and Nathaniel, all in their life had had difficulty recognizing the person of Jesus. You remember, of course, that Peter denied Jesus three times. Thomas, last week, I think Pastor Roy talked about the denial of Thomas. And Nathaniel, you may recall, said, "What good can come out of Galilee?" when he was speaking about Jesus. And it is clear in the story that all these disciples are still in the dark. They're in the dark about Jesus, but also about themselves. In their old occupation of fishing, they have gone back to life as usual, as if nothing has really changed them, nothing has transformed them. Had they been able to recognize and experience the risen Christ in their lives, they could not have resumed life as usual. That they went fishing at night, you might recall, is John's way of saying they could not see, because all the difficult things in John's gospel happen at night. So that they went fishing at night, even though it might have been the best time to fish, but it was symbolic of their total lack of understanding, their blindness to a new way of life. And what did they catch? Absolutely nothing. It tells us that they could not have been proclaiming Christ arisen. They all went in darkness, mind, of soul, Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, and two others. That's interesting. Five are named, but why not name these other two? Who are they? Why not name them? Could it be that we all, the others, are taken along in this story, that Jesus might be revealed once more to us? Are we also in the boat, as the church itself is often symbolized? In contrast to the darkness, to the nothingness of their efforts, Jesus stands risen at daybreak on the shore, the Christ, the Son of Righteousness, the light of a new day, a new life, a new world. And he engages them in a way. Scripture often talks about the way, traveling the way of Christ, but a way that encourages, invites, empowers them and us to set aside an existence of nothingness and darkness for a life of abundance. It's another word that crops up in the Gospel of John a lot. Come into the light. In the story, from no fish to nothing to absolutely so many they couldn't haul them all in. A great experience of the abundance of new life. And now someone does recognize Jesus. It is the Lord, or the equivalent of saying Christ is risen. The unnamed disciple, always unnamed in the Gospel of John, but always identified as the disciple whom Jesus loved. We might say the beloved. It is love, Jesus' undying and abundant love, that sparks recognition. The fish are an interesting byproduct, maybe to catch our attention. The one whom Jesus loved, I also wonder, why is he or she never named? Throughout the Gospel of John, the name never crops up. Who is that? Well, when all arrive at shore, they saw a charcoal fire there. You remember, I'm sure you do, in the Gospel of John, the last time, or the only other time there was a charcoal fire, was when Peter denied Jesus three times in that very difficult night. But now, this charcoal fire is for breakfast, even for redemption, a holy meal of acceptance. From the abundance of fish, from the abundance of Jesus' care and love, they were fed. Come and eat breakfast, Jesus says. Take and eat. Jesus took the bread and gave it to them. And the same with the fish. And they didn't ask who it was. They didn't need to. In their hearts and souls, they knew who it was in his sharing of abundant relationship. Just as we know in the sharing of the holy meal. Now, after breakfast, Jesus makes it clear to Peter and all who overhear the story, who also experience the story, that the abundance of life, resurrection life, life that does not die, is all about relationship, connection, love of God, of Jesus, and of one another. At the last charcoal fire, Jesus was denied. Peter saved himself, if you will, for the moment, in darkness and in fear. But Jesus now is retrieving Peter and all of us who hear. He doesn't intend to lose any. Even though he was denied and abandoned, Jesus returns, risen to Peter, and invites him once more into a true relationship of life. Do you love me? Three times to symbolically, I think, cancel the three denials. And always with a mission attached, a mission which defines what love, what loyalty to God, what connection to God is really all about. Do you love me? Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Tend my sheep. It is now time for us, for all of us, to be the good shepherd, even as Jesus has been ours. So now, as the unnamed disciples, we gather. We eat. We are invited. We are forgiven, however we may have denied Jesus and God's own mission for us. We come part now of the abundance. All of us part of God's abundant gift and creation and redemption of life. We now make up the huge draft of humanity, that curious number 153, an image of the universal community of God in which none are lost, none break the net of God's love in Christ Jesus. And now, the mystery of the identity of the disciple whom Jesus loved, that unnamed one of Scripture and of God's own heart in Christ Jesus, is revealed. For you are the one whom Jesus loves, and you, and you, and you. You are named this day, beloved. And in that love, in that faith, in that understanding, we see Jesus risen on the shore, the Son of Righteousness, who calls us and sends us out of darkness into new light and life. Feed my sheep. Welcome the lost, the immigrant. Care for creation. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia.